This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs has informed that 12 Indonesian citizens and the Iranian companion of one citizen have arrived back safely in Indonesia from Iran. Director of Protection of Indonesian Citizens at the Ministry, Yuda Nugraha, said in a written statement released on Tuesday, their arrival marked the last repatriation of Indonesians from Iran under the first round of evacuation. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati on Tuesday informed budget spending on the free nutritious meals program in the first half of 2025 reached 5 trillion rupiah, or around $308.5 million. During a meeting with the Budget Committee of the Indonesian House of Representatives in Jakarta on Tuesday, the minister said 1,863 nutritional fulfillment service units have been set up so far to prepare food for the program. They cover about 5 million beneficiaries. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Sepenuh rasa aku menginginkanmu. Aku di sini untuk memilikimu. Katakan bila itu bukan maumu. Karena ku kini tak dapat berpindah ke hati yang lain. Getaran jiwa mengungkapkan maksudnya. Oh, aku di sini merasakan indahnya. Hey, katakan bila engkau bukan untukku. Karena ku kini tak dapat berpindah ke hati yang lain. Baby, I know you're the one for me. Baby, you're the one I need. Don't kiss me, cause we know that I want to love you. I gave you my soul for you to love too. Baby, I know you're the one for me. Baby, you're the one I need. Don't kiss me, cause we know that I want to love you. I gave you my soul for you to love too.
Benarkah bila aku pun merasakan ada getaran itu? Meskipun ku mengerti engkau di situ, masih menagu untuk kebuka semua ruang untukku. Namun ku akan setia menanti hingga kau yakini.
Baby, I know you're the one for me. Baby, you're the one I need.
You don't kiss me, cause we know that I want to love you. I gave you my soul for you to love too.
Baby, I know you're the one for me. Baby, you're the one I need.
You don't kiss me, cause we know that I want to love you. I gave you my soul for you, oh, for you, oh, for you.
Bless me with your energy, a sigh of relief. The thought of you makes me weak, but yet you give me a peace. See no other reason, no, just know I believe. You're not the one that I want, oh, you're the one that I need. I'm yelling please, so please be the lady for me. Hoping you'll see what I see underneath. With you is where I belong. It goes on and on and on and on and on.
On and on and on and on. On and on and on and on.
To love you.
On and on and on and on. On and on and on and on.
Keeps me going on and on to love you. I give you my soul for you to love
you. Loving you, loving you, so I wanna do.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Paul Partohap. Paulus Andreas Partohap Silalahi, or better known as Paul Partohap, is an Indonesian singer and musician born on April 30, 1993. He's also known as the husband of Gita Savitri, Indonesian YouTuber and influencer. Paul began his music career in a debut single featuring Gita called Seandainya, or If Only, released in 2017. After that, he kept releasing more songs. On November 19, 2024, Paul Partohap released a new single titled Vitamin U, which goes viral in social media, including on TikTok. This song is the second release after the full album launching, Lover's Atlas. Paul writes Vitamin U along with Khalisha Ishana, who also becomes the producer. Just like the other songs, Paul writes the song lyrics inspired by his wife, Gita Savitri. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Vitamin U by Paul Partohap. Enjoy!
Hand in hand, forever side by side. Our love so special, can't read it now.
angels entwined. I'll pass my pipe for a little while, but I found you with a smile. I love who I am when I'm with you. May all of me inside of you, all I want is you.
Who are you?
There is no capture needed. Reason my body got hit.
Education plays a big role to improve humans' brains. It has become the nutrition for mindset. What does education mean? Dr. Ich Khadija, former representative of the Ministry of National Education at UNESCO, has her own perspective about education.
The quality of earth, maintaining the quality of the earth. Education is not just performance on the stage. Education is about life. Therefore, all people who play in education never wear masks. Education is the main tool, the staple food for brain and heart, for people to live. People live physically and mentally, so the mental is fed by education. And therefore, let's work together. Whether you are educator or not educator, let's help to improve the quality of human being by looking at the quality of ourselves and then share it with others.
Bila banyak masalah hidupmu, ku harap dirimu
tak usah mengeluh. Percaya dan yakinkan dirimu, kau bisa mengubah keluh jadi senyum. Tak ada satupun manusia yang tak pernah disinggahi masalah. Mungkin inilah cara yang kuasa untuk jadikanmu lebih dari dewasa. Senyumlah, syukuri hidupmu, tunjukkan pada dunia bahwa kau mampu. Masih banyak yang lebih susah hidupnya. Senyumlah, syukuri hidupmu. Satupun manusia yang tak pernah disinggahi masalah. Mungkin inilah cara yang kuasa jadikanmu lebih dari dewasa. Senyumlah, syukuri hidupmu, tunjukkan pada dunia kau mampu. Masih banyak yang lebih susah hidupnya. Senyumlah, syukuri hidupmu. Bila esok nanti kau sudah lebih baik, jangan lupakan masa-masa sulitmu. Ceritakan kembali pada dunia cara
listener. You just enjoyed a very beautiful song by Indonesian male singer Unmesh with Senyumlah or Smile, a song that reminds us, a song that becomes a wake-up call for all of us to stay grateful for whatever happens, whatever's happening in our life, and it reminds us of keep smiling no matter how hard our life is. And one thing that Indonesians should be grateful for today is that Indonesian under 17 national football team has secured a direct spot in the final round of the 2026 AFC under 17 Asia Cup. This achievement comes after Garuda Muda squad reached the quarterfinals in the 2025 edition of the tournament held last April, meaning they no longer need to go through the qualification process. Although the Asian Football Confederation has not issued an official statement, Indonesia under 17 head coach Nova Arianto confirmed the news. Indonesia's automatic qualification is linked to a format change by the Asian Football Confederation, which will now hold the under 17 tournament annually instead of every 2 years. Saudi Arabia is set to host the event consecutively until 2028. Garuda Muda's strong performance in the 2025 tournament also serve as a qualifier for the Under-17 World Cup, which will take place in Qatar in November. Alongside Indonesia, seven other teams advanced directly from the 2025 AFC Under-17 Asia Cup, namely Uzbekistan, Saudi Arabia, South Korea, North Korea, Tajikistan, Japan, and the United Arab Emirates.
Cinta, 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 Indonesia. Negeri bagaikan permata, pesada bermandi cahaya. Oh tanah air beta nan elok rupawan, inilah senandung pujaan. Cinta, cinta, cinta Indonesia. Laut nan biru terbentang, di langit bertaburan bintang. Oh ibu pertiwi ku nan elok rupawan, inilah lagu persembahan. Ya Tuhan, ku dengar bisikmu di kesyaduan suara seruling. Kala malam yang hening menggugah jiwaku, menyadarkanku senantiasa setia mengabdi berbakti. Dan aku pun berseru, cinta, cinta, cinta Indonesia. Padamu beta telah menyatu, padamu beta akan setia. Oh tanah tumpah darah dan suci mulia, inilah janjiku padamu. Ya Tuhan, ku dengar bisikmu di keduan suara seruling. Kala malam yang hening menggugah jiwaku, menyadarkanku senantiasa setia mengabdi berbakti. Dan aku pun berseru, oh cinta, cinta, cinta Indonesia. Padamu beta telah menyatu, padamu beta akan setia. Suci mulia, inilah janjiku padamu. Inilah janjiku padamu.
Inilah janjiku padamu.
Oh, oh tanah tumpah darah dan suci mulia, inilah janjiku padamu, Indonesia.
Bahagia, hidup sejahtera di katulistiwa. Alam berseri-seri, bunga beraneka. Maligai ramah-ramah, bertajuk cahaya jingga. Surya di cakrawala, selalu berseri. Alam indah permai di katulistiwa. Pesada senyum tawa, hawa sejuk nyaman. Wajah pagi rupawan, burung berkicau ria, bermani embun surga.
Syukur kehadirat yang maha pencipta, atas anugerahnya tanah nirmala.
Selalu berseri, alam indah bermain di Indonesia. Negeri tali jiwa hawa, sejuk nyaman. Wajah pagi rupawan, burung berkicau ria, bermandi embun surga.
cinta,
bersuka cita, insan di persada yang aman sentosa, damai makmur merdeka di setiap masa, bersyukur kita semua.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is keyword of the day. The dream of a united Indonesia is not nonsense, but it is truly supported by the powers coming from the history of our very own nation. A quote by Muhammad Yamin. Muhammad Yamin was born in Talawi, Sawahlunto, West Sumatra on August 2, 1903. He is a national hero who wrote the script of the Youth Pledge 1928, an important milestone in the struggle for independence. Muhammad Yamin also shared his ideas of five principles that would later become Pancasila. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sound.
dengan sepatah kata. Kau buat ku larut dalam cinta, buat hati menutup mata hingga tak melihat kau buaya. Buat ku mudah percaya walau ternyata berbahaya. Tersadar aku kini tak mau ku dibodohi begini.
Jelas sudah diriku kau dekati,
namun bukan cinta yang ingin kau miliki. Cintamu yang lain yang mau saja kau bohongi. Kata-kata indah dan manis janji
ini yang aku percaya.
Ternyata engkau berbahaya. Tersadar aku kini tak mau ku dibodohi begini.
Jelas sudah diriku kau dekati,
namun bukan cinta.
Think I'm bad like Decepticon, yeah. But I can transform and be like my every mom. Treat you right every day, cause girl you're my only one. And when I'm wrong, yeah, you can be my Obi-Wan. You can protect you, girl, like I'm Donkey Kong. Come until I'm gone, check until the break of dawn. You're the one that I belong to, just let me love you.
Hey.
Only in Indonesia.
Paresean is a traditional battle between two men from Sasak tribe in Lombok. Each of them wield a rattan stick and shield made of buffalo skin. The battle is accompanied by music consisting of gong, traditional drum, and traditional flute. In this battle, the only spots that the fighter can hit are the back and the shoulder of their opponent.
Fresh food. Fresh from the ocean. Cleaned and baked instantly. And served straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture. Ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfasts, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch, lunch at the sea, many do, where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Nice surprises. The common corn. The not-so-common fried duck. All presented in style. Exploring street food. A great way to get together for a fun time. An Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy. Other savory. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious, but it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. And for the more adventurous, Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences. Original recipes and traditional fares. Prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
Jarak dan waktu ingin ku ungkapkan rindu lewat kata indah tak cukup untuk dirimu sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu dan apabila tak bersamamu kupastikan ku jalani dunia tak seindah kemarin sederhana tertawa tapi sempurnanya hidup bersamamu jika hariku lalui tanpa hawamu percuma senyumku dengan dia dan apabila
Sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Wherever you are talking about cultural treasures, no doubt, Indonesia with its various tribes in the archipelago, accented with its diversities of cultural treasure, whether it is still preserved or perhaps has already gone, swallowed by age, is one of the richest. With its vast and fertile land, agriculture is the dominant sector in Indonesia, and of course, it is expected to sustain the economy of the state. Rice plants are included the most favored sector in Indonesia because rice is the staple food for most of Indonesian people, including in Natuna Regency, Riau Island Province. The district's sea waters is bigger than its land area. About 97% comprises of the sea, while the land is only 3%. So small wonder that its agricultural prospects are not remarkable. The agricultural sector has not been managed optimally, since most people lived from sea products, such as becoming fishermen, while the sprawling paddy fields are only cultivated by small proportions of farmers. There is a unique tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugame, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips. Alugame is done by some farmers in time for rice harvest by using some simple devices, namely a half-meter sized wooden mortar, some baseless or rice pounders made of ironwood with different sizes. The size is not without meaning anyway. There are certain sizes that produce a sound notation. Furthermore, a furnace with wood fuel is also prepared to roast the newly harvested rice that has been pounded into chips. This alugame is conducted from noon until late at night, can even be held up to several days. After a lot of chips have been produced, it's time for the woman to gather the waste of chips making. It is then put into a bowl, added with some grated coconut, brown sugar, and poured with a little hot water. A delicious dish is all ready to be enjoyed together. Listener, perhaps you are curious as to what kinds of sound the alu or rice pounder can make. Well, let's listen to the following then. Listener, to learn more about alu game when rice harvest times arrives, let's find out from a community leader who is also an alugame specialist, Haji Kamaini.
So according to the story, the origin of alugame was a man who was deliberately left in the woods by his brothers because he had an incurable disease for quite a long time. While left alone in the woods, the man created a game and some songs to fill in the time and forget his loneliness. So that it's how the first alugame was created. Then he met three people who were looking for rattan. They worked for the king in Natuna. Upon questioning, the man told them that he had been deliberately dumped by his family and he had created the game and the sound. The three men then returned to the king and told him that there was a very nice sound in the forest that they have never heard before. Then they brought the king and his warriors to the forest where he heard the sounds. He ordered his men to take the man from the woods and bring him home. Thus the king of Alu was created.
Nah didengar di dalam hutan, maka dibawalah raja serta hulu barangnya di dalam hutan. Maka bertemulah ia dengan bunyi-bunyian itu tadi. Oleh raja itu tadi, maka dibawalah orang yang dipisahkan di dalam hutan tadi dibawa pulang ke rumahnya. Maka diciptalah sekarang ini yang dinamakannya Alu.
As the time goes by, Haji Kama ini said, the Alu game is getting more growing. Previously, the game was done by one person, but currently there are 7 pounders for each performance.
Itu permainan sebenarnya kalau Alu itu tadi permainannya di dalam.
Originally, there was only 1 pounder with one person. Now there are 7 persons with 7 pounders, one for each player. So all in all, there are 1 mortar with 7 pounders consist of 4 big ones and 3 small ones. Alu game now has become our inheritance for generations. It's for our ancestors. So it has been passed down, not just 1, 2, 3, or 4 generations.
According to Haji Kamaini, Alu game should be preserved so it will never be lost. According to him, the number of songs in the game was not 2, 3, or 4 songs, but 12. Haji Kamaini hopes the government will help in preserving it so the Alu Emping Padi or Rice Chips Pounder game culture will continue to exist. Hopefully, the Alu game played when the rice harvest comes will continue and remain stable in the society, not disappear in time and swallowed by modernization. Hopefully, the sound of Alu pounder on the mortar when the rice harvest time comes will continue to be heard in Natuna.
mencoba mengerti arti hadirmu.
Hi listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a regional pop song from Bengkulu province entitled Pais Fish. The song tells about Pais Fish or Pendap Bengkulu, namely Bengkulu specialty fish sauce. The lyrics also tell of pais wrapped with taro leaves. Pais fish is deliciously eaten with warm white rice cook and chili sauce. It is tasteful, so it makes people want to eat by eating it. Well, listener, here is the song Ikan Pais by Jarvis. Enjoy!
Ikan pais kelaponyo mudo dibungkus daun talas rapi-rapi di kebet tali mesyang. Ikan pais lemak rasonyo makan ke nasi putih pane-pane ulam ke jering mudo. Rasonyo oi lemak nian makan sebungkus samo-samo nasi sepiring udah habis raso na tambu. Rasonyo oi lemak nian badan keringe niti-niti sambalnyo pede tambu lagi habis segalo. Ikan pais kelaponyo mudo dibungkus daun talas rapi-rapi di kebet tali mesyang. Ikan pais lemak rasonyo makan ke nasi putih pane-pane ulam ke jering mudo. Rasonyo oi lemak nian makan sebungkus samo-samo nasi sepiring udah habis raso na tambu. Rasonyo oi lemak nian badan keringe niti-niti sambalnyo pede.